Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Char-grilled hamburgers, barbecue, quesadillas, chicken wraps, and over 40 creamy, delicious milkshakes. Cookout, the best combos in town. I'm Lenny Baticki, and coming up in this show, we'll chat with Babs Motor Speedway winner Colton Freese. Then we'll speak with the voice of Shady Bowl Speedway, Mike Goins, and we'll have a conversation with the Mars Dirt Late Model Series director, Jonathan Clayton. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start out in Ohio at Attica. Cap Henry and Rusty Schlenk getting the victories. Kyle Cummins wins the No Way Out Go at Indiana's Paragon Speedway. Indoors at DuQuoin, Illinois to Cole Kirkman. Speaking of Illinois, Illinois driver Bobby Pierce Jr. taking the win in Tennessee at Smoky Mountain Speedway in the World of Outlaws late models. Timothy Culp victorious in his late model at Springfield, Missouri, and in Pennsylvania. At Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, A.J. Flick and Michael Norris get the season started off with wins, while Freddie Raymer does the same at Lincoln. And as far as Pennsylvania goes, joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the winner of the East Coast Legends Division at Babs Motor Speedway, Susquehanna, Pennsylvania, Colton Freese. Hey, Colton, welcome to the show. Really, really impressive to see you start eighth and come to the front. But before we get into that, I saw a couple of photos that, you know, kind of, you know, weird oddities and such from the race. First off, you were smiling with a big, huge sandwich. What did they do giving you a sandwich for one of the trophies?
Oh, yeah. They've been doing that for a while. The Rocket Pizza and Subs, they do like a sponsorship. They give all the feature winners a sub every night. So that's kind of a cool thing that they do.
And do you, as the winner, have to eat it all, or are you able to share it with the crew?
Nah, we kind of all got to share it. Some of the other guys at Rays came up and got a piece. So it's a fun time.
Well, that's really cool. And as I said, we're chatting with Colton Freese, the East Coast Legends winner at Babs Motor Speedway over the weekend. He's on the ProFabrication.com hotline. You're smiling with the sandwich. But with the trophy girl and the trophy next to your Legends car, it's all business there. What, you no smile for that picture? Was she making you upset or something?
Oh, no. We got to keep it serious on the racetrack.
Well, Colton Freese definitely kept it serious at Babs Motor Speedway over the weekend, going from eighth to first and taking the East Coast Legends Series division win. And that's a big deal. I know you won the Dirt Nationals there last year for the U.S. Legends, an awesome event in and of itself. But to be able to come from that far back in the pack and all, had you raced these racers? Had you studied how they go? It's a real dance out there on the track to be able to get around people that there's no spotters. So how do you know where to go inside or outside? Is it all memory from cataloging these guys? What does it take?
You just kind of go for it. I mean, I don't know if there's much of a strategy behind it. I'm sure some guys do, but the way I see it is you just kind of see how fast you can get around the track.
When you're out there, are you looking for a specific spot? Do you like to pass in a straightaway, a turn? What gives you that go time for you to, you know, make the cut and to get around somebody? Is it a particular place? Is it something that you see? Help us be in the helmet and understand this transition from following to attacking and going, getting that position.
Just kind of run it in behind them and wait and seize the right opportunity. I kind of like throwing it in up underneath, trying to throw out a slide job. I don't know if you can slide these Legend cars or not, but I try to and just try and get it bent and turned the right way.
Wow, that's what we love about dirt racing in and of itself, man. Get it in there, slide it, and do what you can to get around the driver. And Colton Freese, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, did just that. working his way up to the top spot at Baps Motor Speedway. And speaking of pro fabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at profabrication.com. Was there one driver or one circumstance, that was a little tougher to go through on your way up? Did you get four of them pretty easy, and then that next one was a little more challenging? What was the challenge overall to go through all those cars?
Jeremy Ott, the number 10 car, he's been doing this for a long time. He's been racing for 20-some years. I knew he'd be coming, and just to get by him just shows kind of what piece of equipment Willie Ridenhour gave us.
Wow. And Willie Ridenhour and the 316 Motorsports Group putting together the cars for our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, Colton Freeze, Baps Motor Speedway East Coast Legends winner. Amazing time out there. When you got out in front, though, do you feel like, okay, I can, kind of coast and collect, or were you in other lap traffic? What were the closing laps like before you got the checkers?
We kind of got a couple of cautions that kept us out of lap traffic there for a little bit. So we never caught lap traffic. But Jeremy Ott, I definitely felt him on my bumper. He tapped me a couple times, two or three times going into three. He's not one of them guys that's going to come back and wipe you out for the win. But he's going to race you clean and race you with a lot of respect.
How about those restarts on dirt with a Legends car? What do you have to do to make sure that – your tires go at the time you want them to go?
Yeah, just try not to maybe ease into it and just try not to spin the tires off.
Wow. From a teenager telling us to ease into it. That is a driver. Definitely, as he said, you got to keep it serious on the racetrack. And Colton Freeze did just that, taking the East Coast Legends Division win at Baps Motor Speedway over the last weekend. Impressive run by Colton and such. But your family's in this third generation, I believe, or are there, who in the Freeze family is in racing in general?
Yeah, my pap started racing back in the day. He actually sponsored a guy, and he wanted to jump up to a super late model, and pap wanted to stay down to a crate car. So they kind of parted ways, and pap bought his own crate car, and he started racing when he was 58. He actually broke his back twice, and then my uncle and dad kind of stole his car while he was out for the weekend. And they went out racing, and my uncle Devin, he runs a Legend car too. He actually won the Masters down in the fall. They took the car out, and he actually wasn't too bad at it. So then they raced two cars for a little bit. Then they bought a Super and sold a Super and stuff, and now here we are with Legends.
Thanks for joining us with the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network. A NASCAR moment with Doug Rice and Kyle Petty.
They established the Hall of Fame. First two people that get in, besides your dad, is Bill France Sr. and yep. Bill Jr. Now, I'm thinking that your time behind the wheel overlapped with Bill Jr., didn't
yes,
it?
Yes, for sure. For sure. I was called to the truck many times while Bill Jr. was in there. What I remember about Bill Jr. as much as anything was him sitting and talking to my granddad. You'd sit down at the racetrack and they would talk about where the sport was and where the sport was going. You know, I'll never forget, we were doing some stuff and I was called to the truck and I was reminded gently by Bill France Jr. that this was his sport. And if I would like to participate in his sport, that I needed to kind of change my ways. And I changed my ways so that I could participate in his sport. But I think the vision that Bill Sr. had for where the sport could be, Bill Jr. looked at it and said, we're there. Now let's take it someplace different. Bill Jr. had that passion. To the day he passed, he had that passion for this sport.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, the voice of Shady Bowl Speedway and a guest that you hear from time to time on our What's Hot segments from the state of Ohio, Indiana, Mike Goins. Hey, Mike, welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show. Great to have you on. And I know Shady Bowl's got the 14th Cabin Fever Championship coming up Sunday, March 30th. And so hopefully folks from listening all across the country, but especially those in nearby Salina, Ohio, listening on WKKI 94.3 will make their way out to Shady Bowl to see this event. But what's coming up there on March 30th at Shady Bowl that folks need to know about?
Well, we got a lot of stuff going on. Obviously, that TRA Racing promotion deal. So really cool. The late model sportsman series from CRA, the Forge Welding Series, will come to town, and this will be the fourth year in a row it's been held at Shady Bowl. So pretty excited about that. This year, of course, we'll have the mods, the Vores Compact Touring Series. They do such a great job. And also the Street Stocks are back on tap as part of the Cabin Fever event. Last year, the Street Stocks and Vores Series were getting a week off as a result of Bristol. So good to see them back with the Sportsman and the Modifieds to kick off the season at Shady Bowl.
Shady Bowl, DeGraff, Ohio, and we're chatting with announcer Mike Goins from the racetrack on the profabrication.com hotline. And we really love having your voice, you know, on from time to time on the What's Hot, but we don't get to hear you talking about the menu at the refreshment stand at Shady Bowl. What are you hyping there that folks need to think about when they maybe come to the Cabin Fever event or whenever they could stop by Shady Bowl?
Shady Bowl is known for their chicken sandwich, and it is a pulled creamy chicken sandwich that is very popular. And also, you can't go wrong with a good old-fashioned burger at Shady Bowl Speedway as well. So all the good favorites, and it's kind of a unique thing. If you haven't been to Shady Bowl Speedway, it's way out in the country. There's not much around the place. You can bring your coolers full of food, whatever you want to bring in, but it's kind of hard to beat good old-fashioned cooking there at the concession stand.
You got it. Shady Bowl Speedway, Sunday, March 30th, the 14th version of the Cabin Fever Championship going to happen at Shady Bowl Speedway in DeGraff, Ohio. Our guest, Mike Goins, the announcer from the racetrack, as well as our What's Hot segments. And, you know, Mike, you spoke about bringing the family, bringing friends in. You're not just a guy from some fancy schmancy broadcast school that became an announcer. Kind of give us a little bit of the background. Did I see a picture of your father meeting Bill France Sr. back in the day?
Absolutely. My dad was heavily involved in the DARF Club, the Dayton Auto Racing Fan Club. And back in the day, they presented an award to Bill France Sr. And Bill couldn't make it to the NASCAR, or couldn't make it to the DARF banquet because it was the same weekend as the NASCAR banquet. Obviously, that took a little priority. So that year during Speed Weeks, they went down and actually took and presented him the award. And again, that was a promotion award, also in honor of John Markham, the longtime founder and operator of the ARCA series. So, yeah. So my dad's been heavily involved in the racing business.
And he and you and other family member part of the Hall of Fame for the Dayton Auto Racing Fan Club. Am I right?
Yes. My father was inducted many years ago for all his support and involvement to the club. I got inducted a couple of years back as a result of my media savvy and promotional work and being an announcer. And this past December, I got to be the presenting person for the awards and inducting the new inductees. And I actually got to induct my brother in. My brother builds pavement modifieds and does a lot of body work and repair work and front clips and chassis work for people. So he got inducted for his actual being a mechanic work.
a Dayton area race fans, Hall of Famer Mike Goins on the profabrication.com hotline. But the family doesn't stop with those that have made the Hall of Fame. How far back does racing go in your family? How wide does it extend?
Pretty far back. My grandfather back in the day, they had race cars with he and his brother and lots of old family photos of them standing next to some old midget and old sprint cars back in the day. My grandmother, her family, most of them actually live in Anderson, Indiana. They live close enough they can hear the races at Anderson Speedway. And many of my cousins over there have won track championships with the various divisions at Anderson and with the CRA series. One of my cousins, longtime competitor in the CRA street stock division, actually won the famed Halloween race. Rich Boyer, actually a cousin of mine, won the Halloween race at Salem, a big prestigious street stock race held in October. I got a couple cousins that do some of the figure eight racing at Anderson. I got another cousin who, Frankie Ravel, a second cousin out of Kentucky that built dirt late model chassis for a while. So,
man,
we can go down a lot of different paths, all different aspects of my family involved in racing somehow, some way.
I got one I got to find out more about. And we're chatting with Mike Goins, the voice of Shady Bowl Speedway, DeGraff, Ohio, coming up March 30th, the Cabin Fever Championship, CRAs. You got to get out and see them. Our friends from Hunt Brothers Pizza involved with sponsoring the event. But who is that Legends guy? Wasn't your daddy a Legends racer too?
When the Legends first came to Ohio way back in the day, my dad got involved and had a Legend car for a while. So had one of the coupes back in the day. And of course, there was a lot of people just getting started in Legend cars back then. And had guys traveling from all over the country were coming and running at Kilcare and Shady Bowl and Columbus Motor Speedway. They run on the old quarter mile at Lawrenceburg, all those places.
Sunday, March 30th, Cabin Fever Championship, Shady Bowl Speedway. What's the website? Where can they find Shady Bowl on the internet?
ShadyBowl.com and ShadyBowl.rocks. .rocks is the website that you can find Shady Bowl Speedway. Again, it's Track Enterprises, CRA, actually put the event on.
Got to go from there, Mike. Mike Goins, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
Imagine the roar of the engines, the smell of burnt rubber, the electrifying energy of the crowd. It feels like America. It's the Food City 500 NASCAR weekend, April 11th through the 13th. It's racing the way it ought to be. This year, it's a triple header weekend with the thrill of trucks, Xfinity, and Cup racing packed into three heart-pounding days. Visit BristolMotorSpeedway.com for tickets and details.
There's more at the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is Brett McMillan. If you want a show with no limits on opinions, join us each week for The Pit Reporters.
It proves that these guys are of the elite motorsports level. Being able to win the way that he did, I think means even more that there weren't any fenders being put to anybody. And for those guys to show what they can do to race cleanly, on a road course, they've certainly proved what they can do.
We're starting to see the top competitors become top road course racers.
Join us each week for The Pit Reporters.
Anytime you get somebody at the front of the pack who's not used to running up there and who's not been there, the established names are going to scream. They're going to cry. They're going to whine. Oh, there's somebody else coming up here to get my trophy and get my money. It's Carson Hocevar. What's he doing up here? He had just as much right to get in there and force the issue. And if not for the caution, he's a race winner.
Hey, this is Doug Rice of the Performance Racing Network. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. char-grilled hamburgers, barbecue, quesadillas, chicken wraps, and over 40 creamy, delicious milkshakes. Cookout, the best combos in town. And joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, the series director from the Mars Dirt Late Model Series, Jonathan Clayton. Hey, Jonathan, welcome back to the show. Help us remember what Mars stands for. Is this a whole planet that we've got to go see racing at? What is Mars?
Well, some might think that. It actually stands for Midwest Auto Racing Series. It's been around over 20 years. It's honestly started out over towards the Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma area, and it's had its spurts down in the Tennessee area, and now its home is right here in the state of Illinois, and we touch each state that around the border and hit as many different places as we can throughout the year.
Jonathan Clayton, series director of the Mars Dirt Late Model Series, joining us on the profabrication.com hotline as they are about to embark on a new spot for them to start their season off with. Where are you going in the next couple of weeks? Next weekend, as a matter of fact, where will you be? And, what's this event we're hearing about, the Nippy 50?
You heard correct. So next weekend, we start off our tour at the Maquoketa Speedway there in Maquoketa, Iowa, with the Nippy 50. It's a complete show both nights. Friday night's a 40-lap, 10,000-win Mars Late Model event. Saturday night is a 50-lap, 15,000-win Mars Late Model event. It's got one of the best payouts through the field of any racing event all season long anywhere. It actually, as a two-night payout, it pays out more money than any Mars weekend we have all year long. So it's a really big deal. I mean, we've got a lot of good guys that are planning on running our series that's coming over that may have never even raced in the state of Iowa or haven't in a while. But also this event, there's a lot of national guys coming because both national tours are off. So you're going to have a good mix of drivers. It's going to be a really good weekend.
Well, they've surely got a good series director. Jonathan Clayton's been at this a long time, puts his heart into it. I've watched him worked for him, and seen his activities. The Mars series certainly going to attract named drivers, not only for the Nippy 50 at Maquoketa Speedway coming up next weekend. And, of course, stop by and say hi to our friends at WMAQ. Our radio station there in Maquoketa, but wherever you're listening in and around the Midwest, you'll be able to make it over there to Maquoketa, just on the north side of Davenport, Iowa, across the way from the state of Illinois. Jonathan Clayton's on the profabrication.com hotline. At Profabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the brand new Gasco gaskets available at profabrication.com. So, Jonathan, you spoke about drivers, and you've got drivers that are past champions. Who's all coming into the series? And, let us kind of whet our appetite a little bit with who we might see at Maquoketa and then throughout the series.
So some guys last year that's run the series and they've been good supporters of it since we've taken it over in 2013. Jason Fager, he took home the title the last two seasons. He's planning on coming back looking for the three-peat. Ryan Unzicker from El Paso, Illinois, he's planning on joining the tour once again. Justin Duty, an Oregon racer, he has a shop he works out of in Iowa, and he flew back and forth all season long with the Mars deal last year. He's coming back this year. And other guys like Bob Gardner, McKay Winger, Mark Voigt, they're all guys that kind of ran the tour last year full time that's returning this year. But
this year we've got a lot of different guys. That Mark Voigt is a great follow on Facebook. His wife does a great job, and you see the passion in a driver that is right on the cusp of getting a nice victory. And just that whole group that you mentioned there, Unzinger and his son in victory lane is worth the price of admission. If they get to win, those two are a dynamic team up on top of the car. Is that some of the fun that the personalities are able to come out with this Mars series? And we're chatting with the series director of the Mars Tour, Jonathan Clayton, about the Dirt Late Model series that runs all across Mid-America. But is it the personalities of some of these guys that really gets to show in this series?
Oh, for sure. Honestly, that's one of the biggest differences in our regional racing and the dirt racing world versus like your NASCAR world is on this level, you've got guys that work 9-to-5 jobs, and you've got some guys that race for a living, but they're all able to release those personalities at the racetrack. And honestly, you're able to go to the racetrack in the pit area and go shoulder to shoulder with these guys. They have no problem signing autographs, saying hello, kind of telling you where they're from, where all they race. And honestly, that's one of the best parts about coming out to these events, just the accessibility of the drivers.
Yeah, get you one of those high side hustler shirts from series champion Jason Fager or any of the drivers that you intermingle with. They typically in those pit areas that our guest Jonathan Clayton on the profabrication.com hotline is chatting about. When you wander through there, there's all kinds of merch that typically a family member, a crew member, or even the driver himself will help you, you know, get sized up right. And that's part of the real fun of going to a Mars Dirt Late Model race. And we're chatting with Jonathan about the Nippy 50 and the races to follow it after it. And you've got more money this year. It looks like the series really going to, you know, pay these drivers a healthy increase, and we'll get to see them throughout the tour through some of the driver contingencies and things like that to where they will race more consistent across the face. Am I correct? The dollars flowing into Mars?
For sure. One big thing that we're about is, honestly, as a regional racing series, when we come to your racetrack, we want to be able to bring you a show with guaranteed drivers, because a series without a core group of drivers, it's not what we want. So we've got a good group of anywhere from 8 to 15 guys that are planning on running all these shows. The points fund is more than doubled this year. We've got a new driver loyalty program, and we're starting to see some guys that have not ran the tour maybe ever that's reached out about doing some stuff. The biggest addition, obviously, would be he's won almost everything there is. Shannon Babb has joined the tour this year full time, so you'll see him at each and every Mars event this year. And we've got some guys like Jake Little, Guy Taylor, Steve Stoltz, perhaps guys like Frank Heckenast, Tony Jackson Jr., Jeff Herzog. A lot of these guys on this level, it's kind of these first few weeks, it's wait to see how it goes. And
yeah, but
if they get some good top five, top 10 finishes, you're going to see them the next weekend.
Jonathan Clayton, the Mars series is going to be one to watch. Quickly, where can we find you on the internet? Where can we find the series?
So you can find us online at marsracingseries.com. We've got the schedule. We've got points. We've got results from last year. We've got any kind of information you would need. All of our races are streamed live on Flow Racing, so if you're not able to make it out to the track to every one of these shows, maybe when we're in your area, you can come. If not, you can check us out on Flow every weekend.
Thanks a lot for joining us, Jonathan, on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Hey, race fans, we can't wait to see you right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for a wicked fast, wicked fun, fantastic weekend this September as we host New England's only NASCAR playoffs weekend with lots of fun activities, premium experiences, thrilling racing, and of course, one of the best NASCAR camping experiences around. Cup, trucks, mods, and it's locked in for this September. Keep an eye on NHMS.com, September 19th through the 21st, New England's big track.
Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Finally, it's getting close to spring and you can get out and enjoy grassroots racing. Support grassroots racing and follow it all on PRN at the track on our social media. I'm Lenny Baticki and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.